Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chair during the supper and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them. And we saw that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did. But if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that could be written. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we know that the writer of John's Gospel is John himself. And he's the one who, at the Last Supper, inclining himself to Jesus and asked, "Who is the one who betrayed you?" So this closeness, maybe the other disciples saw that he is really special loved by Jesus. So this time, Peter asks Jesus, "What will be John?" But Jesus plainly tell Peter, "Mind your own business. Whatever will he be, it's not your business. You just follow me." It's a good lesson also for each one of us. Many times we compared this one or that one, or this love this one more than that one or that more than you. We may have this kind of prejudice, but Jesus tells us, no, he loves each one individually and equally. There is no distinction in the eye of God. We are different, but the love of God for us is indifferent. That means he loves each one of us, no matter how bad or how good we are. So Jesus told Peter, "Don't judge. You just follow me." So this is also, this is asking each one of us, don't compare with others. Just follow Jesus. We are different. But Jesus, but God will give us sufficient grace to do everything. That is the will of God. So be joyful, be trustful, that God loves us, each one of us. And he gives us all the special grace that we need to follow him. Let us offer our prayer today. That we be always faithful. That we always want to tell Jesus that we love him wholeheartedly. No matter what God provides for us, just say thanks. Nothing else but thank. Thank the Lord. We are his disciples, that we can follow him. that amid so many differences of the world, we still believe God is love. God equally loves each one of us with no difference.